In John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Let the scriptures be true, and all of mankind a liar. And then I read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28, where it says, Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. To us born again believers who still believe that Jesus is going to keep his word and come back again, it is those people that he will appear to, those that look for him. I don't believe that those who are not looking for him will ever see him on that day. But he is going to show up at another time when everybody on the earth will see him. Listen to what Matthew 24 and verse 29 tells us. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Jesus is not only coming to catch his bride away, but he is coming to bring final judgment on the godless of this world. There are those who would attempt to set a date or time for his return, setting dates and declaring that Christ will come at a certain time is out of harmony with the scriptures, since it's impossible to know the exact time of his coming. We'll leave that up to God himself. Jesus told his disciples, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put into his own power. The most common fallacy in our time is that some eager-hearted people attempt to set a date and thus confuse the minds of the people concerning the coming of our Lord. That's what happened in the Thessalonian church. Paul wrote his letter to them, instructing them that certain things had to happen before the day of Christ could come. To confuse the minds of people concerning the coming of our Lord is one of the greatest tools of the devil. We don't know the exact time or the hour. That doesn't mean we cannot know when the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Almost the entire world and the majority of church members do not actually believe that Jesus Christ could come today. Many people have heard the message of the coming of Christ preached over and over until they have assumed the attitude that it is a must-repeated warning and cannot happen in their generation. And as a result, the church sleeps on, at ease in Zion, lukewarm and indifferent, saying, My Lord delayeth his coming. The Apostle Peter says, Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, saying, Where is the promise of his coming? Peter implies that it is not because they have not been warned, or could not know, or that they had not heard. He says, For this they willingly are ignorant of. Like those in the days of Jeremiah, they defy the Lord by asking the question, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Like those in the day of Isaiah, who says, Let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. Or like those in the days of Ezekiel, whom God said would mockingly say, The vision that he sees is for many days, and his prophecies of the times that are far off. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.